Mr. President.
Get together.
Ready?
Yeah.
Governor Johnson, ready.
Yes.
Governor?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. How are you?
This is Mr. Dulles. The President with me, sir.
Well, I should have recognized your voice.
Well, we've seen quite a bit of each other the last couple of days.
We certainly have. That's
the President wanted me to speak to you, and then he will talk with you.
All right.
I wanted to give you just an outline of the informal report I made to the President and the points that I, a recommendation that I made to him that he now has under consideration and will discuss briefly with you.
All right.
My first point was that contact should be maintained between the President and you to facilitate the local, state, and as appropriate, federal action.
Right.
To control and, where necessary, punish terroristic activities,
right.
Particularly the activities of clandestine groups in the state, which I outlined to the President.
Right.
That's point one.
Yes,
point two was to review the role of the FBI in the state and its staff to see whether the security situation could be improved by any beefing up of the staff of the FBI.
Yes,
the third point that I made was the desirability of maybe quiet and informal discussions with the National Council of Churches, pointing out to them the security problems which have been created by these groups going in, and to make sure that they understand the nature of their responsibility in connection with that.
Yes.
Now, I have outlined the whole situation as we saw it, talking with these several groups, and gone into it in much more detail, and added certain other things that are rather not a part of the recommendations itself.
Yes.
And I think that the President would like to have a word with you, sir. I've told him of your great courtesy to me and of all the facilities you extended to me in connection with the mission the President has given me.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, did I understand that the President was going to talk with the Council of Churches leaders?
Well, I don't know what the President is. You might discuss that with him. I was going to see one of their leaders personally on behalf of the President this afternoon.
Fine.
And he's in Washington today.
I think that would be good.
The President, I'll put the President on, sir.
Fine, sir.
Morning, Governor.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. President?
Fine. I'm very sorry about the misunderstanding yesterday. The request came to us from the FBI, and we were under the impression, the boy that handled it here, that locally, it originated in Mississippi from the local FBI there, and their people and your people were all aware of it. But I hope we finally got it corrected, and I asked Hoover to call you personally.
Yes. Actually, what happened, Mr. President, I called them Tuesday night, the FBI group and our group, and told them that they should make a decision as soon as possible whether or not they would search that big swamp.
Yeah.
And if so, my units of the National Guard were available to them for it. And we had units that have had a lot of experience in that particular swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, the people in Washington did not know that I had already offered the National Guard facility, which would have been much better.
Well, I'll tell you what.
These sailors, some of these boys, are real land lovers, and they've never been off the time.
That's right. Well, Hoover did, Governor, know about it, but he thought that in view of the hysterical and the deep concern that a lot of folks here had, and the pressure that they were bringing on us and me and him and everybody else, that they would say that the local people in Mississippi weren't conducting the investigation they ought to be, and he thought by taking the Navy that he would not put that problem on the Guard and that criticism on them.
Well,
that's what Hoover.
The Guard down here serves the President.
Yeah.
A whole lot better than it serves me.
Yeah.
And they serve, they carry out their federal assignments or a federal assignment that is even made or acquiesced to by the state itself.
Mm-hmm.
They never fail.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there would be none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those boys would get in there and find those people if they were in the swamp.
Yeah, well, when I heard of it, when Senator Stennis called after your conversation with him, and I got a hold of Hoover and asked him to straighten it out, call you and explain to you what his problem was. Now, before Mr. Dulles left here, I thought that I should tell you what he should tell you what he's recommending. The first point, that the state and the federal government cooperate in attempting to avoid these acts of terror. The only real help that we can be at the moment, we are being, is providing all the FBI people that we can there to work closely with your people, and that's...
We've been working together on every act of terrorism that has come about.
I think that we ought to do everything we can to... They come in and say there have been 30, 40 of them, and none of them have been prosecuted and all that kind of stuff, and I think that the FBI boys ought to work with your boys, and we ought to do what we can to prevent them, and then where they're not preventable, we ought to try to get some action on them, because I don't want this thing to build up, and they're putting more pressure on me. Every one of them are writing, lawyers are writing me this morning and telling me I got to have marshals and troops and all that kind of stuff. And, I want to show them that that we are going to have a state-federal relationship like we've got now, and that the FBI is going to work very closely, and if they need any more of them, well, we'll try to get them, and that we're going to not only try to work with you to prevent the acts, but if they are committed, we're going to do what we can to see that they're convicted.
Right. Well, of course, these acts that we have had, every one of them has been immediately investigated by the state, and they have been investigated by the FBI, and our people have alerted the FBI on many of these matters. I say many, probably about 12 or 15, you know, little acts of intimidation, or two or three of them were acts of real violence. But they've all been working together on it. These kind of matters are the very devil to try to solve. An activity on the part of a clan, as you well know, they don't use local people. They'll use somebody from outside to come in and to administer whipping to someone. And that's what throws you off and makes it very, very difficult to ever run down. That's one reason that these people have not been brought to trial. It's a very difficult problem.
Well, what I wanted to do, I thought that I didn't want you to read about it in the paper. I thought I ought to call you and tell you what he is suggesting. And if it's all right with you, I'll tell Mr. Hoover to check his men and have his head man down there get in touch with your people and see if they have adequate people. If they don't, give him whatever else he needs, and your people be instructed by you to cooperate closely with him, and maybe we can rely on that, Mr. Dulles' recommendation, instead of having to act at the moment on other sources.
Sure. Well, we are beefing up our group down here. And for the first time, frankly, the first time in the history of the state, our state police do have general state police powers under proclamation. You see, in the past, we've not even been permitted to arrest a person for speeding on a gravel road or a country road.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And then, too, we have beefed up the patrol to an additional 200 men. And then we are now setting up a police training academy and trying to train these local law enforcement officers in the various counties, you know, these little constables and people who know practically nothing about law enforcement or matters of courtesy or anything else. And we are trying to...
It's all right for Mr. Dulles to say he talked to you. All right, Mr. Dulles say he talked to you about that, and he assured me the governor was adding additional men and was going to stay on top of it.
Sorry.
All right, what I wanted you to know, I just didn't want you to get by surprise what he was recommending. I wanted you to be the first, and while he's here in the office, he's going over and talk to Mr. Hoover and the Justice Department officials after he leaves, and he's going to say that he's urging us to maintain contact with each other and have a joint state and federal cooperation against any further acts of terror, that he's asking the FBI to review their needs and us to supply any additional needs they may have. And third, he's asking the National Council of Churches to look at their problems and to be aware of their responsibility and conduct themselves accordingly.
Right. Well, I think that is where our real danger lies.
Fine. And fourth, he's going to say that he's talked to you and that you have arranged for a couple of hundred extra patrolmen and to beef up your operation and that you're going to make every possible effort of the state to see that there's no further acts of terrorism, and if there are, they're prosecuted promptly.
Right.
Okay.
And then, too, one other thing. I'd like to get this across to you. If they continue to send these youngsters in here, without them properly being oriented and realizing what they're getting into with a nucleus of your hardcore communist-leaning type people with police records, unless that comes about and the Council of Churches keeps these youngsters out of here the best that they possibly can, we're going to have lots of acts of violence.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to know that.
Yeah,
because... those are things that you couldn't prevent if you had 1,000 FBI in each county in the state.
That's right. Thank you, Governor, and I'll be back in touch with you next week.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Bye.
Waiting.